Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV. My better half, Sherilyn, is gone on vacation in Hawaii. I don't know if she's coming back. Hopefully she does. Let's secure for sea and get underway. A businesswoman can start off fighting many battles she never asked for. Can beauty mixed with business be a liability? For example, is being attractive seen as less loyal and trustworthy? Are there unspoken do's and don'ts for the way women represent themselves in the business world? Former model Elena Mitchell has been dealing with these issues and questions since pursuing her career as a graphic designer and web designer, and now as business owner of E. Mitchell Designs. Elena's experienced that being seen as attractive in the business world can be more of a hindrance than a benefit, and we'll discuss how she works to overcome these challenges. So greetings, Elena Mitchell. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Thanks for connecting in. Where are you dialing in from today?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, boy, that brings back some memories of, for me, of spring break in college, back when it used to be a fun town for college students. that's a great city you live in. So thanks for connecting in. Well, Elena, let's get to know you better. How long have you been a graphic designer? And then you started your own graphics design business. Talk with us a little bit about these ventures.
I've been a graphic designer for about 8 years, and I was working in-house for various brands and companies throughout those 8 years. And only recently, January of 2018, I started doing it on my own, running my own business under E. Mitchell Designs.
Hopefully there's a little bit home-based on that, at least from a home office supporting the business?
Most definitely, yes. I have a few employees that are remote workers, but I work from home 90% of the time, so...
Oh, that's great. I'd like to bring that out a little bit because that brings out the virtual aspect of working a home-based business. So you have a base from the home, but that doesn't limit you to getting the support you need because you connect in with them as a virtual organization. So that works out pretty well for you?
Oh, most definitely. It's an amazing tool to have in today's business world for sure.
And I bet your employees like that also, have that flexibility.
Yes. I use a lot of college students and interns, so they don't have that 9-to-5 schedule all the time. So being able to send them projects and them getting it done on their own time is definitely beneficial.
Yeah, I found that college students don't like 9-to-5. They might be off at doing the millennial thing early on in the day, and they hunker down and get to work, at any hours. So. Yeah, it requires some adjustment, but it can definitely work out the better. Well, let's look at some of the pluses and minuses, Elena. You know, how has being a woman both helped and hindered you in the business world?
Well, this is something that I've struggled with since I started my business on my own. And as far as hindrance, a lot of people don't take a woman or a young attractive woman seriously in the business world. And I've looked up a lot of studies on this just because it kind of perplexed me at first about the backlash I would get about my image. So I did a lot of studying and saw that studies show a lot of people don't see an attractive woman as liable or trustworthy in the business realm, and that really surprised me. So I've been working hard to kind of change up the way that others see women in the business world by changing my own image to fit that mold.
I like you kind of took the scientific approach where you went in and studied some data and information on it and found there was actually some statistics on it, and have kind of worked from there with how you've taken on this challenge.
Most definitely. And I've also asked other people their opinion about me and my appearance, especially because, it's one thing to work behind the image of a big corporation. When I was in-house with people, I was hiding behind their business name, but then to be my own business owner and having my own name out there, I can no longer hide behind the logo of someone else's business. I now have to take into account my image. So I definitely had to do that research to figure out the right way to do it.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on it. You know, you know, you're the same person, whether in a corporate, you know, behind the scenes supporting another company. But then when you step out and do your own company, suddenly you are physically the brand of it, and it changes the whole dynamics.
Right.
Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, City America. City America will help you manage your own city directory website, keep 100% of income. City America provides ongoing support and training, only one site per city. So contact City America today to see if your city is available. For more information, call 800-856-9870. Visit cityamerica.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors. Well, Elena, what are some of the unspoken problems and issues you have faced as an attractive woman in business? Maybe talk a little bit about those do's and don'ts.
Oh, definitely. So, you know, as mentioned, I do come from the modeling world, and skin is definitely in that realm. And even in South Florida, you know, I come from a world where being seen as pretty shows a lot of skin. And I realized very quickly as a business owner that I need to cover up and not show much skin at all, because it takes away from someone concentrating on what you have to say when you're showing something like cleavage or legs. It definitely messes up the message.
So you've kind of looked at it from that standpoint of, you know, how you dress then, and, you know, I guess more business type dress, and just being sensitive to it. That's helped you with to manage those do's and don'ts.
Definitely. And yeah, as a graphic designer, I tell people all the time that your logo is the face of your business. But when you're meeting people in person, you are now obviously the face of your business. So you have to present yourself accordingly to be seen the way that you want your viewers and clients to see you.
Yeah. So in the military, we call that managing the battle space. So you've looked at it as, how are they going to perceive you? And you're managing that you're managing that up front in how you present yourself physically then.
Definitely. It's almost like, you know, when you eat a meal, you eat with your eyes first. And even in a business meeting, you want to look at somebody and you want to know that they're going to get the job done. And I'm extremely passionate and dedicated to what I do. But if my image doesn't show that, it's not going to go well in the meeting at all.
Eating with the eyes first. That's a good saying there. Well, Elena, you know, what appearance or style tips have you learned along the way that have helped you overcome the stigma of just a pretty face in the business world? So you talked a little bit about, you know, the way you dress and present yourself. Are there any other appearance or style tips that you can provide some advice on?
Definitely. Color plays a big role. And I talk a lot with my clients about the way that color moods play in your imagery that you're using on marketing materials or your logo design. So color as well with the way you dress or the way you're doing your makeup. You don't want to have bright eyeshadow, bright lipstick, bright flamboyant clothing on. You want to keep it very professional, sleek, and modern.
Well, you know, Elena, with the issues you have faced, have you, you know, when you look at your client base, have you found that they're more male or female? I hate to ask, but maybe have you seen anything on the balance there between male and female clientele?
Yeah, well, you know, the business world in general is run prominently by males, and studies do show this fact. So 80% of my clients are males, and that has also been a struggle, because I've noticed that sometimes clients will contact me just to discuss things outside of business, and I always have to be very firm and direct and let them know, you know, I'm here for business and business only. And that's been something, a huge learning experience for me.
So you make sure maybe not even subtly, you communicate that up forward to keep things professional. And kind of looking at that with females, do you find that there might be an intimidation factor that, could limit working with women, or has that not been noticeable?
That's crossed my mind. I haven't noticed it. Usually, you know, women in the business world are all about empowering other women. So that's definitely something that I thought about, but I haven't encountered, thankfully.
Well, Elena, are there any tips or advice you would like to give to fellow female business owners?
Definitely. Business owners in general, it's all about being persistent and passionate about what you do. And female business owners, unfortunately, we do have to focus a lot on our appearance and being presented professionally and accordingly to our viewers and clients. So I would just definitely stress taking advice from others, asking people their opinion on the way that you're presenting yourself or your business online, and taking that feedback and using it in a constructive way. And excuse my son in the background. He's over there playing.
Oh, so. We love that, because that's part of working at home. You just got to deal with those, deal with those distractions. So, you know, kind of working with business owners, it one thing I've picked up, and, you know, we talked a lot about this in the military, is that I've seen as kind of a consistent theme over the things you've talked about, is to be very sensitive to the way you're presenting yourself. And that's some of the advice you're giving to other female business owners, is to pay attention to how you're being perceived. And the situation you've been in is required you to be a little bit more sensitive to that. Is that fair to say?
Most definitely, especially with the whole Me Too movement happening. You know, you have to start to wonder what is making this all come about. You know, it's the way that you're projecting yourself to the audience, unfortunately. And sometimes you have to cover up, because the mind of people out there is going to go in one direction, and you have to steer it, focus on the goal of your business.
And by being extra sensitive to that and channeling it, that can actually then help your business and help you to maybe people respect that more in you, that you're communicating that up forward, and that can actually lead to more clients and that prize thing we always try to get, which is client referrals.
Yes, 100%. And it's, again, something that I didn't think about as often until I asked people their opinion. And being a young female, especially, somebody told me the other day that they see me as just a young woman. And I said, oh my goodness, that's not what I want to be seen at all. I want to be seen as a business professional, regardless of my title of a woman or my age. So it definitely plays a huge role in the way that you present yourself.
So you start off with having that perception that people have of you that you don't like, but then you channel that in to looking at you as a professional designer. And so it's actually then, I could say safe to say, this has actually helped your business growth. You know, you've turned a liability, a challenge like this, into an asset.
Definitely. I've used it to sharpen my skills in all different areas. So everything's a learning curve, and sorry about the noise.
Oh, that's okay. Well, Elena Mitchell, this has been a great, inspiring story on achieving entrepreneurial success as an attractive business owner. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Final points would just be definitely focus on listening to other people's constructive criticism and using that to better yourself as far as appearance and your look online as well.
You know, that's a point we didn't talk about, but, you know, it's important to bring up here, is that you need to also pay attention to, it's not only one-on-one, but so much is social media. You know, that's a whole nother aspect to be sensitive to how that's being persuaded. Does that present you as, you know, a model, or does that present you as a business owner?
And so, yes, definitely.
Pay attention to.
Definitely. And yeah, my personal Instagram page was very model focused, and a lot of my pictures could have been seen as sexy or attractive. So I had somebody look through it for me, a different, you know, unbiased opinion, and look through the images and tell me which one should I delete. You know, what look is this giving off to my audience? Even though it was my personal page, people can look you up and still figure all that out. So.
Yeah, everything, like I tell my kids, everything is frozen in social media. So pay attention to it. Well, Elena Mitchell, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more about Elena Mitchell and her company, E. Mitchell Designs, visit www.emitcheldesigns.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com. Visit the website for more information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com. I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away. We'll talk with you soon. Until then, make it a great home-based biz day.